From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The African Union force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It has also frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces and let the Palestinian understand they cannot break us.
Surveillance video shows the gunmen were disguised as businessmen wearing coats and ties. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. No claim for the attacks has yet been verified. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. This is VOA News. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea to support European interests and operations against the Islamic State militants. The U.S. Navy says the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed Wednesday into Atlantic waters under U.S.-European command on its way to the Mediterranean. The USS Harry S. Truman remains in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, where it arrived last week. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders plans to continue his campaign while suggesting he may team up with rival Hillary Clinton to defeat Republican Donald Trump. After meeting with President Barack Obama on Thursday, Sanders told reporters outside the White House that he hopes to meet with Clinton to discuss how to defeat Donald Trump. China Thursday rejected a warning from Japan about a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to the Senkaku Islands. The territory is claimed by both countries. Japan vowed to protect the territory, which China calls the Diaoyu Islands. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group is back in the country to face terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Kuis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State. The 26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq in March, becoming the first known American member of IS to be captured on the battlefield. At the time, Kurdish officials said their forces saw Kuis wandering near the northern Iraqi city of Sinjar and shot at him before he surrendered. Pakistani authorities say the recent U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban while he was in Pakistan damaged mutual trust between Pakistan and the United States. They say the attack has seriously set back peace efforts and intensified hostilities in Afghanistan. Senior U.S. officials are due to meet with their Pakistani counterparts on Friday. On the eve of those talks, foreign policy adviser Sartaj Aziz said the attack last month put new strains on U.S.-Pakistani relations, which were already uneasy. He predicted the issue would have long-lasting implications. Indonesian police say they have arrested three men with links to the Islamic State militant group who were planning attacks on the country's second-largest city during Ramadan. A police spokesman says the men were detained Wednesday in Surabaya on the country's main island of Java. The World Health Organization announced Thursday that Liberia is free of the Ebola virus. The West African country has successfully passed 42 days without a confirmed case of the disease. It's the fourth time since the beginning of the epidemic 2 years ago that Liberia has been declared free of the virus. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.